You're listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast, brought to you by Lakewood Chev, the number one Chevrolet dealer in Canada since 2015, based on Dealer Raider's customer review site. Stop in, say hi. Right now, 20% off MSRP cash credit on select vehicles. That's Lakewood Chev.
Talk a little bit of NFL as preseason is in full swing. Week 3 wrapped up, and DraftKings is having a free $100,000 fantasy football contest week 1 with an added bonus. If you draft the perfect lineup in the free $100,000 contest, you can win $1 billion. Yep, that's billion with a B. Go to DraftKings.com/Greger1260. Jeff Ulrich joins us from DraftKings. And Jeff, have you ever come close to drafting the perfect lineup in fantasy football?
Not really that close. No, okay. It's a lot harder than it sounds.
Yeah, absolutely. And for those who are kind of interested in playing it for the first time, go to DraftKings.com/Greger1260. What is just like a basic one or two pointers you can give to someone playing DraftKings football for the first time?
Yeah, for sure. It's kind of the things I echoed last week. Make sure you take an advantage of the salary structure. You have a bunch of lineups, a bunch of spots to fill, obviously. You know, you three wide receiver positions, two running backs, a flex, a tight end. So what you don't want to do is just pay up for three or four guys and have nothing left for your last three positions, right? So, again, you come back to this perfect lineup thing. To nail the perfect lineup, you need the high scorer at each position. So, if you're throwing scrubs in there at, like, the $3,000 range, the chances of them being a high scorer isn't a great idea. And even in just the big tournaments, it's the same principle applies. You need sort of a good scoring across your roster to really place highly. So, looking for those good value plays that are going to return possibly big points, a low salary, that's really the key. And it's the thing I start out with every week, is just looking for the good value plays. And it's no different week one. Week one, we usually have a few better values out there because injuries happen, stuff like that. But that's pretty much where I start every week.
Is there any position, we chat about some of the overrated positions, but what's the position when you're building your lineup, obviously, besides defense and kicker, that you like to wait till the very end to see how much you have left? Is it tight end or is it maybe something else?
It really does depend week to week. Sometimes it really does end up being the tight end position, though, because, Rob Gronkowski is often overpriced, and he will go off sometimes for a big game, but you can often get some really good values at tight end. I'm just looking at the week one salaries here, coming down pretty quickly. I think I mentioned Zach Ertz last week, but he's a really good example of a guy who's going to get a lot of targets early on in the season. And looking for players like that who are cheaper at tight end, in the DraftKings format, you get 1 point per reception. So really just targeting those cheaper tight ends can really be beneficial, because if they do score, oftentimes we'll see a tight end, the more expensive guys ends up being a little bit of a bust because it costs so much of your salary, and it forces you to pay down at positions like wide receiver where you really do need to pay up. You don't want to miss out on an Antonio Brown 30-point game or something like that. It's a little bit harder to make up for. So tight end definitely is a position I'm generally looking for value each week.
Jeff Ulrich from DraftKings joins us. Go to DraftKings.com/Greger1260. Still lots of time to enter before week one. When you're selecting a defense for these DraftKings contests, do you look at defensive players that can have big games? Like, I'm thinking of a guy like J.J. Watt. Do you go with the Texans defense thinking that J.J. Watt can get you three or four sacks? Or do you maybe look for a more well-rounded type of defensive unit?
I generally don't go by players, but it is a good thing. I mean, to have an explosive player like that on a team you're selecting, it's definitely not a bad thing. But I usually go by matchup, and again, I look at the price. So and it also, the other thing I'll do is I'll look at the lines of the game and who's playing at home, because the home teams generally do score a little bit traditionally higher on defenses over the course of time, just statistically. So that's all sort of factored in. Again, defense isn't a position I generally want to pay up for, although there will be the odd circumstance where, especially this year when you get the New York Jets playing whoever they're going to play this year, it's probably not a bad idea. They're playing Buffalo week one. Not surprisingly, Buffalo is the most expensive team week one, $3,900. But, in general, I'm looking for a good defensive unit that maybe matches up against an offensive unit that is weak in a certain area. So, maybe a good sort of pass unit versus sort of a weaker quarterback.
Okay.
Targeting weak quarterbacks is definitely a good way to go. Turn the ball over more. Less chance you're going to get smoked for a couple big touchdowns too. So I really tend to look at the quarterbacks first, sort of who's playing at home, And then again, just go by the pricing and sort of factor all those things in together.
Joined by Jeff Ulrich from DraftKings. A lot of drafts are going to be happening this week and in the weekend coming up. There's three young quarterbacks I want to get your thoughts on. If you had to pick between one of these three, who would you take and why? Would it be Marcus Mariota, Carson Wentz, or Jameis Winston?
I would definitely take Marcus Mariota. No questions asked. I think he's in a far superior position. I think he's a far superior player, first of all, and just in a far superior position for fantasy. I know lots of people like the upside of Jameis Winston. Tampa Bay is still committed to running the ball. They ran the ball a lot last year, especially after the first five games. And the reason was Jameis Winston is turning the ball over too much. And I know he's got Mike Evans there, but I just don't see him throwing the ball 30 to 40 times. Marcus Mariota is a better runner. He's got way better weapons to work with this year. And he's just been proved as a player a lot last year. I'm really excited to see him. I have him ranked pretty high this year for a season-long draft, but he's a player for DraftKings. He can get you those big rushing totals as well, which you always like to see. That's one of the things I really look for in a quarterback. Can they get you, 50 to 100 yards rushing as well as a 300-yard bonus? Marcus Mariota definitely fits that bill. So Carson Wentz is a guy I'm not big on. I know sort of some of the media guys like him. I don't think he broke 300 yards once last year. He might have had one 300-yard game, but he's just not the type of player I see big games coming out of. So Mariota is definitely at the top of that list for me.
And two players I want to get your thoughts on. They're in different positions. One is injured, so we don't know when he's going to come back, and one is suspended for the first six games. Guys like Andrew Luck and Ezekiel Elliott, if you're in a non-keeper league, where should you look to be taking some of these guys when, Zeke will be coming back after week six, but we don't know in Andrew Luck. Is the upside good enough with those guys that you still take them or you normally take them, or does obviously their situation bump them down a little bit?
Andrew Luck is a guy I just quarterback being deep and the spread of points being what it is, unless Andrew Luck fell really far in a draft, I would not touch him this year. I'm really scared of the Indianapolis Colts this year. I think they're going to be bad. Their defense is bad. If they get off to a bad start, I'm scared of the fact that they might decide to shut Luck down at some point again. So for me, Andrew Luck is a guy, unless he's falling way too far, I'm not going to touch him this year. Again, quarterback to me, it's just a deeper position. Ezekiel Elliott is interesting, and it's a really cloudy situation. Obviously, I think there's actually a fairly decent chance this appeal might end up meaning he doesn't miss any games. But even if he does miss some games, he's going to get a lot of run when he comes back. I mean, he's not going to lose the position to Darren McFadden, so his starting job is fine. He's a guy I wouldn't take at his, where he usually is, which is like the top five running backs. But I wouldn't mind taking him a round or two later because you still have that upside, and you still have the upside that he might not miss the game. So I'd definitely much rather pay up for Ezekiel Elliott in his current situation than Andrew Luck.
A couple more quick ones for you, Jeff. What is one name that if people ask you, who should I avoid? Because some people take guys way too early. Is there one name that you could maybe see having a major drop-off in 2017?
Yeah, I can definitely throw out a few there. One guy I'm not super high on right now is DeAndre Hopkins. And it's mainly just because of the offense he's in. The Texans don't throw a bunch. Now, I will say this. I really like the fact that Tom Savage looks like he's won the starting job there. If Deshaun Watson starts at quarterback, I would completely write off DeAndre Hopkins off my list completely. So I'd watch out for that. If news comes out that they're going to start Deshaun Watson, I would definitely stay away from DeAndre Hopkins. If Tom Savage is in there, I think he's a more solid play. The other name I don't really like this year is Michael Thomas off the New Orleans Saints. I know a lot of people are expecting him to sort of rise in targets and stuff with the Brandon Cooks not being there anymore, but he's not really a number one receiver. And I just don't really think that he's going to benefit from seeing number one coverage every week. I think that's really going to hurt him. I think if I was going to take someone off of New Orleans Saints, I might take a venture like a later round pick or use a value guy like Ted Ginn or maybe Willie Snead. But I would definitely stay away from Michael Thomas this year. I just don't like the situation with him coming in as the number one receiver.
Jeff, we really appreciate the breakdown. Thanks. We will chat on Thursday.
Okay, great. Thanks, Mark.
Jeff Ulrich from DraftKings.